So when we speak about the heart is where the upper frequencies and the lower frequencies come together and integrate us as human, divine, male, female, all the polarities in our being have an opportunity to come into a balance through the heart. And when we come into balance in the heart, new dimensions open up to us. You know the feeling when something is just perfect, and it's completed, and then you can move on to something else? That's what happens in the heart chakra when the higher and lower frequencies, male, female, cosmic, earth, come together, come in balance, and a perfection occurs that allows us to move into a new space. So as I'm speaking about this, I'm watching your bodies respond to this. Our bodies and our energy field can respond before our minds do. In fact, your body knows what's going to happen in the future before your mind knows it. Your energy field knows what's going to happen in the future before your mind knows it. Until you learn to read and understand how your body and energy field speaks. Okay? So right now there's a whole counterclockwise unwinding occurring as we're opening up this heart chakra field. So your body was already responding to what I was saying. Your energy field was already responding to what I was saying before your mind knew it. So we'll settle in and lower our center of gravity so we feel our seat and feet. And we'll greet Mother Earth and Father Sky. And the living energies are vibrantly awake within your group. And so I'm being shown like a beautiful flower breathing in and breathing out. You can feel the pulse of the planet and the breath of all living beings. And so we let ourselves become immersed in the in-breath and out-breath of all that exists. And we honor and recognize the four elements and the four directions, the earth, water, fire, and air, and the four directions of east, south, west, and north. And when I say those directions, your energy fields start to line up with those directions. And you might even feel it going from a kind of alignment to a cross or a grid, you know, like a X, Y, A, B grid, vertical and horizontal. There we go. Did some of you just feel that shift that just occurred? Say yes if you did. No? Okay. There. Can you feel the, you're being expanding now vertically and horizontally? So we're going to take a moment here to let our beings reorganize along this new orientation of the heart. Settle in, let the body relax with it. And we want to take a look at the left side and the right side of our bodies and invite the energy to flow freely and equally through both sides of the body. So feel the left leg and feel the right leg. Let the energy flow through your hands and feet. The energy is very strong today. So you might feel like a rocket being propelled somehow, that there's a lot of strong energy around you. And that's true. And we're feeling the energy expand on the right side and on the left side, and in front of us and around us. And if this feels a little uncomfortable, it's because there's just so much energy that we're reorganizing around now. There has been so much light coming into the planet. So much help. So greet your guides and the spirit beings that have been helping you and supporting you and guiding you from within. And let yourself sit inside your body, your beautiful energy field. And let's rest for a moment. And the energies are still balancing out. But you should start feeling a little more comfortable now with the flow and the strength of the flow. Now, as this is happening, it's purifying our lower chakras. The first, second, and third chakras at the base of the spine. The pubic bone area, sacral area, and navel. And anything that we've held in as women, on behalf of women, on behalf of ourselves, knowing the whole history of how the feminine has been treated in the last several thousand years, is now going to release. It'll be very easy. It's not going to be traumatic, but it's, you're having the opportunity to clear on behalf of all women the dishonor of the feminine from the planetary to the personal on an energetic level here. And it's clearing through the second chakra. It's clearing with the help of Mother Earth, and in a way that has an elation to it, that this can finally happen, that there, it can clear in a clean way. And fertilize this wonderful new consciousness that's occurring on the planet, that's all about organic growth and wisdom of the feminine, the lunar. There we go. You'll feel release around the lower part of your abdomen. It's kind of a planetary tension that's held in there in our bodies. Not personal. But like I said before, our bodies know much more than our minds. Our bodies are the most sensitive antenna we have, or barometers. Sometimes we'll feel an anxiousness or a nervousness or a anticipation, and we don't know where it's coming from. It may even be coming from another part of the world. But it's our bodies being attuned to much more than just our mind. There we go. There's a lot of light starting to fill up in that first, second, and third chakra area. And this is an initiation for all spiritual seekers. And particularly for women who are in the position of leading the new consciousness coming in. It's a way of taking all the pain and suffering that have been that has been incurred and turning it into power on an energetic level. And the reason we're able to do this is because we have the power of the heart chakra. This is all being done within the context of the heart center and the perception of the heart center. Now we'll feel the vertical axis right now and let the energy expand upward and downward as high as it can go into the cosmos, as deep as it can go into the earth. And feel the base of the spine if there's too much pressure in your head at all. We've now set up a temple of light that is the co-creative living temple. Some people refer to it as the Merkaba or Merkaba, And within the structure of this temple, we come in contact with our higher self as if we are looking in the mirror. And we begin to recognize who we truly are. This is not a cognitive experience, it's a vibrational experience. Let your being soak this in. The intimate knowledge of who you are is being woven into your self-perception, expanding your vision, your sense of self. So that you'll no longer feel limited and confined by a one-dimensional perception. So this is done, being done like someone weaving threads, weaving a basket, forming a container, a new container of consciousness for you. On the earth level, let your palms face inward towards the circle and your hearts radiate light. Your third eyes are very lit and the crown chakra is very lit. Your feet are radiating light. Let the light pour around you, through you. And as you radiate your light, light comes to you in response. Like attracts like. There we go. You stand in your full glory as a luminous being within the light of the cosmos, and there's a recognition, something your soul has been longing for on Earth, in your Earth body, to be recognized as your divinity at the same time as being in an earth body. It's like remembering who you were before you came to Earth while you're in an earth body. This is the miracle of being on the planet now. You are completely spiritualizing the matter of your being. You're being touched and enveloped in the unity consciousness. And it's the consciousness of all the prophets that have ever existed. And the both female and male, The prophetic level of consciousness includes the balance of the male and female. There's the master, saint, and prophet. The saint is more on the feminine, receptive side. The master's on the masculine, active side. And the prophetic consciousness is the balance between the two. And it's the way you can walk through life with deep understanding and also be able to take action in life, in your life. And this is the consciousness that will allow you to fulfill your deepest spiritual purpose. So we're being very blessed right now as this is seeded in our consciousness. And activated.